This is CliffCentral.com.
Kung's cooking on three burners with this girl. It's 3 after 8. TouchCentral.fm, CliffCentral.com. Good morning. Yeah, before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. Americans are all celebrating Thanksgiving this weekend.
Oh, is that a long weekend for them?
For them, it's a long weekend. They start eating and they don't stop eating.
The whole weekend?
No, the whole month. Right the way through to Christmas.
And then it's Black Friday where they buy new stomachs. So they eat again.
Yes. All right, so listen, let's talk about Black Friday for a second. Supposedly tomorrow is a day you can save big time.
Yes.
On shopping. Now, there might be some merit in this. I was thinking about it. Flax knows all the details because he posted something the other day and I actually went and read the whole link. And you see, I do pay attention to all the stuff you put up.
You can do some proper savings tomorrow. Like, I know... At my house, we haven't bought a lot of groceries this week because one franchise is having like a 50 to 80% off on groceries tomorrow. So that's where we're going to buy our groceries for the month and the following month as well. And then I've created a list of things I want and I'm just praying that they're on a Black Friday special. Like, I really want a bicycle and I've signed up to all the newsletters. So at 6 a.m. I get all the newsletters and then I can see which shops I need to go to straight away to buy the items I want. I want a bicycle and I want a braai. Those are my two things that I really want.
One of those little braais that you can...
A small gas braai that I can put on my balcony.
A gas one. Okay.
Like, I'm hoping to get one for under 1,000 rand.
Okay.
For a gas braai.
Yeah.
Wow.
That could be good value.
I mean, some places have 60% off on certain things.
Well, you know, with the holidays coming up, a lot of people have to buy presents for family and friends, right? Maybe this is the day to shop for all those things.
You see,
and then you don't have to worry. Stress-free December.
Wait, Gareth, this is why they have Black Friday.
I know, but Flax has just dawned on me because I'm an idiot. So I didn't understand this.
I'm Jewish and I even understood this.
Yeah, I know, but it's got... I'm
Jewish, that's why you understood this.
Please don't get me wrong here. This has got nothing to do with like what's obvious to everyone else. To me, it's just happened, ping, in my head. So if I go and buy... all the Christmas presents I need to buy now for family and friends. Now, I can relax for all of December. I don't need to go to the shops when everybody else is, when it's crazy and chaotic.
No, tomorrow, you're wrong. Tomorrow is going to be crazy and chaotic.
Fine, yeah, but online. Online.
But no, you can't. There's
no
specials.
No, that's Cyber
online.
Monday. Don't get confused.
So, if we go on Monday?
Okay.
I don't know when Cyber Monday happens. Well, I think Cyber Monday is after Christmas.
Guys, let's figure this out.
And then I think Black Friday is before Christmas.
Yeah, but I've already seen some online places talking about Black Friday.
Okay, you know what?
No. Cyber Monday is Monday the 28th of November. It's next Monday.
Oh, okay. Surprise.
Oh.
Yeah.
Loves. Let's just let these two.
I might rather wait for Cyber Monday then and not have to hassle with grabbing things out of people's hands tomorrow.
All right, okay, listen. So, listen,
Michael,
Flex.
Go fight.
To war tomorrow.
There are a number of retailers that are going to be running Black Friday throughout the entire weekend.
Ooh.
So it's not just going to be a tomorrow thing.
All right, go.
For
give us the details.
Macro have got specials Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, it's a whole weekend affair, and a lot of the retailers are going to be doing that. Macro, Clicks, Travel Start, Checkers, Dion Wired, Game, Hi-Fi Corporation, up to 80% off of tech products.
Woo!
Yo.
I've already got my whole weekend planned out.
You're just getting all excited about buying stuff with no money.
But this is the problem.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, do any of us have money?
No. No, we don't.
I saw this morning that a Dion opened in some area and people camped out there since 5 a.m. this morning to be first in line to get all the deals, at the opening special deals. 5 a.m. in the morning they camped out.
Apparently at Rosebank Mall in Johannesburg, you're going to get free parking the whole day. And you know why it's going to be insane is because tomorrow is the 25th. which means people get payday.
Oh, shit.
People are getting paid, and they are going to go insane.
Mm. God, I don't know. I'm torn. I really am.
It's going to be so jam-packed. Can you imagine what it's going to look like at Mall of Africa?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Sure, I would love to know how many cars are going to get started this time.
It's probably going to be more congested than when they opened.
There'll be traffic war outside, of course, with taxis like killing each other.
I think I might wear a GoPro and make like the next Green Street Hooligans movie.
You please wear your GoPro if you go shopping.
Yeah. No, I'm going in for the win tomorrow. I know what I want, and I'm not stopping till I get it.
But Michael, you must wear it in your chest, though, because a lot of these bargain hunters are quite short, stocky people.
They'll probably think the GoPro's on special and take it off my head.
They probably will, but do it for me anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Where are you? No, don't say it. Don't say where you're going. You'll make it harder for yourself. All right. Very good. Sure. And in America, they just eat and eat and eat. Thanksgiving is like family day. In America, that's what they do. Hey, Stoodla.
Oh.
Come here. I want to talk to Alan Ford. What's wrong?
I just don't know about this name.
I haven't seen him in a long time. Please, it's a pet name. It doesn't even count anymore. You look like you've lost weight. Where are you? Oh, he's coming in.
Yeah, guys, call him Flaming Alan Ford rather.
Yeah.
It's much nicer.
Come in here, Al.
What's up, Alan?
You look like you've lost some weight. What's going on?
It's a checkered shirt.
No, but you have, haven't you? You look like it. Go to this microphone. Otherwise, I have to swap mics and everything. How are you, Al?
I'm good, thank you. How's it going?
Yeah, good, man.
Good morning, people.
Hello.
Look at you, full of energy.
Oh, full of energy.
Full of bounce. Energy. What's been happening? I haven't seen you in ages.
Listen, life is good. Uh-huh. I've been traveling the world.
Tell me, where have you been?
Well, I've been doing very interesting things. I have.
Where have you been?
Well, last week, you know, I was not here.
Yeah.
I mean, I Skyped in.
Yeah.
Because I went spearfishing.
Yeah.
And filming spearfishing
where?
In reefs. We made you free dive.
Where? Where is this?
In Sedgefield.
In like...
In Nasna.
Okay.
But the problem is that you're sitting in Nasna for 5 days. Which is a bit of a boring place.
Yeah, no, it's not very exciting. What do you do there?
And I'm sitting there and...
And spearfishing.
The super moon was there. Because of the super moon...
No one
moon,
tried to spearfish you.
No, but there were great whites there. I didn't see them, but they're usually there. But because of the big swells,
yeah.
I sat there waiting to film this thing. But it was very interesting. Very good looking people do it, I've got to tell you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got a free dive. You have to have a slick body. I don't have it. I am the absolute opposite of anyone that should ever spearfish. Seriously, because you're meant to have buoyancy and meant to have the perfect streamline.
Oh, really?
Yes, you'd be good at it.
So spear fishermen have to be very lithe and
yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay.
So what did you do
the rest of the time in Nisner? What did you sit and look at the supermoon?
Do you know what? Basically.
I mean, what do people do? They move there. I know people who've moved to Nisner. There are a lot of people who live very nice lives there, you know, especially if you're older, I suppose.
Correct.
But there's quite a lot of money in Nisner.
There is money, and I've got to tell you, a lot of tourists, a lot of Chinese people.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like little Beijing.
All right.
By the sea, something like that.
Nisner, huh?
Yeah. So that was that. And then
Sedgefield's even more quiet.
And then the week before, I was stuck in the Crook's Corner. I told you, remember? I said to you.
Crook's not... Is that Parliament?
No.
What's Crook's Corner?
It actually should be similar to Parliament, but... no, it's a place up,
it's up
where...
In Botswana, Namibia...
No, it's where South Africa, Mozambique, and Zim meet. But that's where they did the ivory trade. And they used to...
Is that why it's called
jump,
Crook's
across
Corner?
The corner and basically they did what they called the... Have you ever heard of what they called black gold?
Mm-mm.
Black gold was the trade of migrant workers into the mines that they'd bring in through there. Because they were illegals. So it's very interesting. But the thing is, I got stuck.
Are you busy? Is this to film your TV show?
Yes, for the TV show.
Okay, all right.
So that's what's been happening.
Where you've been.
Otherwise, I've been very busy. I've been traveling the world. It's been fun. Very
nice,
interesting. And you, what's been happening?
Well, also busy. Things are never... I just can't wait for the holidays. I can't wait to just do nothing for a couple of days. I mean it. I'll go to a place like Nisner where there is nothing to do.
There is nothing. No, it's going to be very full. So you go to Sedgefield where it's quiet.
Where do you go?
Do you know, something interesting happened. I was telling this people the story and they don't believe it. And people in this won't remember this, but it was fascinating. Do you remember how we got P.W. Boerter for the final interview of his life?
Did I do the final interview of his life?
You did the final interview of his life.
I can remember that. How did we get him?
When I was walking, I went to the 46664 and I bumped into him in the wilderness. I was staying at that gay boutique hotel. And seriously.
Oh, a gay boutique hotel.
I wasn't even out the closet those days.
Yeah. So tell me more.
And PW and his wife at the time, which was not Elisa, it was Barbara, came for breakfast. And that's how we managed to get him. And you did the final interview with P.W. Puerto. You remember he said he refused to speak about Truth and Reconciliation or the government, but then you asked him, your first question is, the Groot Crocodile, how did he get the name and is he still that? Do you remember? Do you not remember that?
I don't remember it.
That was...
I gave him his last interview?
You did the last interview.
Jesus, okay.
Where were you?
That's news to me. I don't know. I can't remember it. So he obviously wasn't important enough in my life for me to remember.
I'll never forget how strange that man was. He looked... I didn't know it
he
was.
He must have been old,
was.
Though, huh?
He was old and haggard.
Are you sure?
When I'm 100, I know what I did.
Okay, I mean, seriously,
I've produced for you for years. We know this.
Now listen, Al, I've got work for you coming up. You're coming to our Clifmas carols.
Great news.
You will be singing along with the Soweto Gospel Choir, Proverb, a bunch of our other talent here. Dumisho is going to be up there on the stage.
But I've got some excellent news.
Yeah.
Because you know Timothy Molloy.
Yes, so, the best singer in the country.
Tim is joining us.
Fantastic. Oh, wow.
Tim is going to sing with me.
Yeah.
And then, are you
no pressure.
Are you two going to go, come, they told
me. How did you guess?
But
Pick and Pay just killed it with that ad. They're killing that ad.
I haven't seen it.
Listen, do you know we've got to start again?
Oh, no, don't say
yes.
it.
What are we doing?
L?
B-Map.
Get your headphones. It's time for B-Map.
Where the
cans? Yeah.
Do you know what this is, L? Plug him in.
Jesus, have your own there.
So complicated. Flax, please plug in because it's you need to plug them in.
Plug them in. That's what happens on radio. Headphones go into jack.
Can't believe how you've been so out of practice.
You need to plug them in.
Oh, there I'm back.
Sorry. There wasn't even another pun in there. It was just the radio one.
BMAP is what we used to do years ago on 5FM to get people ready for the holidays because. It is that time. In America, they're starting Thanksgiving this weekend. Mm-hmm. And here in South Africa, it's Black Friday tomorrow. People will go shopping. They'll go crazy at the shops. So we need to get people ready because you know what happens at the shops, right?
What?
Well, there's a lot of a certain kind of music.
Oh, yeah. Boney M. We love Boney.
You love Boney M.
Who
nobody
doesn't?
Else. No, I don't. But you need to get into it, all right? So what we do is we play a little bit of Boney M for people to acclimatize them. It's the Boney M... acclimatization project, BMAP. All right?
Oh, I love it. This is the best. I saw them in Sun City many years ago.
Oh, God. All right, get out of here. We'll see you at Clifmas Carols. Thank you.
It's going to be great.
There we go. Alan Ford will be singing along with Timothy Molloy. Isn't that good news?
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I hope
Flaming Alan Ford.
I hope Alan will be able to hold his own. I mean, these are serious professionals we're talking about.
Alan can sing, trust me.
Okay.
So there's another reason to come. It's on the 11th of December, so it's only a few days away. Really, it's very, very quick. This time is going to pass like you can't believe. So make sure you get your tickets ASAP. It's at Gold Reef City. All the proceeds go to Headway Gauteng, which is, of course, a charity we've supported for the longest time, people with brain injuries and so on. In a moment or two, we are going to meet Kim Martin. She is Reeva Steenkamp's cousin. You may have seen her on the news while all of that was very much on the front pages of the newspapers and all over our TVs. But I'm interested in talking to her today about all of the things that are going on with abused women and children and the foundations in Reeva's name that they've launched in order to help those women and children. So Kim is going to be with us in a short while. Don't go anywhere. It's Touch Central FM, cliffcentral.com. All right, it is Flo Rida with Good Feeling. Tomorrow's Friday. It's November. Nothing to be unhappy about. Okay, everybody, let's get stuck in. In a short while, we'll also we'll play a game where we all get to decide which maniacal, evil... bad person, if we had to choose one to be our parents, we would choose.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw an interview with Pablo Escobar's son.
Ah, yes.
Juan. And he was talking about what it's like growing up as the son of, you know, one of the most dangerous men in the world. So think about that for a second. We'll get to it in a moment or two. There is something really kind of important that I wanted to do, too. I haven't spoken to her in a long while. Kim Martin's on the line, and she is, of course, Reva Steenkamp's cousin. Kim has launched a foundation in Reva's name to honor her wish to help abused women and children, and they're hosting their very first fundraising event at the V&A Waterfront on the 3rd and 4th of December, which falls within the 16 days of activism against the abuse of women and children. So we'll find out more about the event. She's on the line. Hey, good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. I'm very well, thank you.
Cool.
Nice to finally talk to you.
Yeah, whereabouts are you?
In Cape Town.
Okay, very good. So is everything going according to plan for the 3rd and 4th?
Yes, we're all getting very excited. Lots of work, but everything's just happened actually so naturally. So very excited.
Good. I'm pleased to hear that. The event is called Standing Strong Against Abuse, right?
Correct, yes.
Tell me about it.
Okay, it's a strongman competition. Obviously, what we've done is to show that these huge, big South African strongman strength athletes can stand up against abuse. Mm-hmm. We're getting the winner of this Africa Strongman, which was held this past weekend in Rustenburg, Johan Els. He's coming down, he's competing. And these guys are all doing it in aid of the foundation to stand up against abuse of women and children.
It sounds terrific. Apparently, there's also a female strength athlete who's going to be there too. She'll be performing some kind of strength challenge. And obviously here, you know, the play on words is that strong men and strong women don't need to hurt each other physically.
That's exactly what it is, yes. Yeah. The strength athlete, the female strength athlete, is actually an ambassador for the foundation, Liesl Schoenrad. And she's absolutely amazing. She's pulled Dakota aeroplanes, 10-ton trucks. She swam from Robben Island to Cape Town, all for standing up against abuse. And her challenge for this particular event is going to be flipping tires. They're plus minus 100 kilos, just under 100 kilos. And it's to show that one massive tire flip, is another flip in the right direction against abuse, you know, just one at a time. If you can flip that tire once and carry on doing it, I mean, her aim is to do over 1,000 tons by the Sunday, yes. And, I mean, these guys are amazing. They're going to be entertaining the crowd. Just to watch them, you know, is very, very entertaining. And they push their bodies to the limits. So we've been very lucky that they've come together and said that they're going to do that for us, you know.
Mm. All right. Now, obviously, the reason that you're involved is because your cousin was killed. She was murdered. And it was a very public story. And there was lots of South African national interest in it, international interest in it, too. It's been a while, but these kinds of wounds don't heal easily, right?
No, I don't think they never heal. I think this is the whole reason why the foundation is here, you know. June Reva's mom decided to launch the foundation, to start the foundation in Reva's name, because I think it's, as for a parent, or for any family member, it's a way to be able to give back to your child, obviously, but also to be able to do what they wanted. And this was Reva's legacy. You know, the foundation is actually Reva's legacy. She started before she died to campaign quite actively against abuse of women and children. I remember when Anine Boyson, she was very vocal about that. She always spoke right from a child, you know, that she wanted to help abused women. And the day that she died, she was, I think you know this, obviously, she was due to deliver a speech at a girls' school talking about That's abuse right. and about her life and that. So I think this has got nothing to do with what happened to Reva, but about what she already started and what she had envisioned for her life going forward, you know?
So a lot has changed in the last couple of years since she's not been with you guys. How's the family coping now?
You know, it's very hard. People always ask me that, and I want to say everything's fine, they're doing great, but they're not. But I think, you know, the foundation gives them something to get up in the morning and to smile and to say that they're doing this for her, you know, something really good. There is so much abuse in this country, everywhere, all over the world. And you could never even begin to scratch the surface of what's happening with abuse. But I think doing this for a family member in honor of them and helping people is very rewarding.
No, it is. And I applaud you guys for doing it, because it would be just as easy to sort of wallow in you know, your own misery and kind of not do anything. But that's probably not what Reva would have wanted anyway.
No, she wouldn't have wanted that. I think you know that too. No, this is a, it's an amazing, you know, I always say out of adversity, we've been given this platform, you know, out of a tragic situation, we've been given this platform. And I think it would be more tragic if we didn't use it.
Do you guys still get sort of international press calling you up and asking for stories? And is there anything else in the story that hasn't been told? I mean, there's so much that everybody, at one stage, we were almost overwhelmed by the amount of information, by the amount of coverage, by the amount of attention that this story had generated. But are there still people who are skirting around the edges, trying to find stories, trying to get into the family, trying to see what you're, you know, interviewing you, that kind of thing? Or is it mostly come to an end?
I think it's mostly come to an end, thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know, luckily now people have taken that energy and they're putting it in, focusing on the foundation, which for us is amazing, you know.
Hmm.
So we want to take that and make good out of it. But yes, I think, you know, I don't think it's ever going to die. You know, that's the nature of people, and that's the nature of news and media. Hmm. Is always you need your stories. But we'll just steer that story into the foundation.
No, absolutely. I remember seeing you in the court with June and with Barry, and you guys were kind of, you know, a united force there, and you were all supporting each other. But it couldn't have been easy, even though you had so much support from other people in society. It must have felt kind of lonely sometimes.
No, it was terrible. I mean, I've said this a thousand times. It's not anything anybody would like to go through, you know. The media is all out there and people are all looking and but it's very easy to sit in your at home and watch and make assumptions but to be there every day, to walk in and out of that courtroom and you know, it's not easy, you know, I mean, look what's happening now with the Panayota trial. It's my heart breaks for that poor family, you know, having to go into court every single day.
Yeah. And do you have any communications at all with any of Oscar's family?
No.
No. I don't suppose they would, you know, they wouldn't know what to say anyway, right?
I suppose not, no.
No. And it's no consolation that he's gone to jail and that the charges have been changed and all of that stuff that happened at the beginning of the year. Doesn't make a difference.
Not doesn't make a difference at all. You know, Reva's not coming back and we've now got something to focus on in her name.
Well, I'm very proud of what you guys are doing. Tell me quickly about the Reva Packs.
Yes, the Reva Packs are amazing. They are a domestic guide, a domestic violence guide. That is just one of our initiatives. We are hoping to have them in as many police stations and women's shelters. Inside the pack has got a, I don't know if you can see this, but it's got a domestic violence guide. And you ask yourself, how does this help women that have been abused? But it has three real life stories inside where a woman can actually relate to them. You know, they read these stories and they realize, I am actually in an abusive relationship, because I know that sounds funny, that why would they not identify that? But the minute that you are abused, a part of you dies and your self-esteem dies and you doubt yourself and you make excuses. So this helps the victim, but also the family around, to say, this is the situation. This is where you need to go. This is what you need to do. And even if you go back, we're there for you. That's a big thing. You know, don't turn your back on somebody that's been abused and say, if you don't leave, we're not talking to you again. You need to be there. You need to support that person. Our guide, given to a victim, given to her family at a time or when they've reported something at the police station or they've come to visit the shelter, and they can use this for all the emergency contact numbers, but then they can read the stories and realize this is abuse. You know, that's the biggest problem. And we have a 12-point abuse indicator, which also identifies all the little signs of emotional, physical, financial, psychological abuse. And this is what one of our initiatives that we're raising the funds for. The second initiative is the Reva Girl, which we have granted our first one at our launch, which is Olga DeVet. It's a bursary for a young lady studying family law. Hmm. So we'd like to be able to give back in that way to assist women once they're in this situation. Normally financially they're not able to help themselves. And then our third initiative is eventually, and our long-term initiative is to raise funds to build a safe haven for abused women and children.
Well, the other thing that I don't think a lot of people are cognizant of or need to be reminded of fairly regularly is that most of the murders of women in South Africa are by people that are known to them, usually family members, sometimes mostly even their partners. And that a lot of the sexual violence that happens in South Africa isn't just random opportunism from some guy who's walking down the street. It's usually people who know each other.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is. You know, I mean, the statistics are horrific. One in every 4 men in South Africa is in an abusive relationship. Jeez. That means someone in your office amongst 8 of you, amongst 8 women, 2 of them are in an abusive relationship. And every 25 seconds, a young lady in South Africa is being raped. Every 6 days, a woman in South Africa is murdered by her intimate partner. And that's South Africa alone. I mean, the figures all over the world are horrific. It's really something that we couldn't ignore and couldn't not do something about.
Right. Well, thank you for talking to us this morning, Kim, and good luck with all of these initiatives. I think it's great that you guys are doing this. And on the 3rd and 4th of December, those are going to be happening at the V&A Waterfront, and there's obviously other ways that you can get involved too. Is there a website we can go to? Shall we follow anything on social media in particular?
Please do. Yes, that would be lovely. We do have a website. It's the Riva Steenkamp Foundation.org. And then we also have a Facebook page, which is Riva Steenkamp Foundation. We have Twitter. We're on Instagram. So please go and follow us, go and have a look at all our initiatives for the day itself. If you're not in Cape Town, you can't make it to the event and come and enjoy the athletes and be entertained, which is free of charge, of course. Mm-hmm. you can make a 10 rand donation via SMS, and that will all go towards our 3 initiatives.
Awesome, and well done, Kim.
Thank you very much, Gareth. Okay. I appreciate it.
See you when you're in Joburg. Come and visit us.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Thanks so much. There we go. There's Kim Martin. That's Riva Steenkamp's cousin. And the Riva Steenkamp Foundation and the work that they're doing to help women who are in abusive relationships to get out of them. And the stats really are terrifying, actually. You think about how many women in this country have to put up with being sexually abused, being molested, being violated, being beaten by the men that they're closest to.
Yeah, just treated like objects so much of the time.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Really sobering doing the stats read you hit home.
All right, when we come back in a moment or two, I've got a very funny interview on Australian Breakfast TV with some guy who decided to chase down a criminal and brought him in. But you can hardly understand the guy because he's a very typical Australian from Brisbane. We'll tell you all about him in a moment. Lots of good stuff still to come.
At Conflagration Asset Management, we'll give you back 60% less than you should get when you retire. We never stop working to charge you management fees, performance fees, administration fees, and trading costs. Because when it comes to making money off your retirement, we're in this together.
At Signia, we won't help ourselves to 60% of your retirement money because we use revolutionary technology to eliminate unnecessary fees. Talk to your financial advisor or go to signia.co.za. That's SYGNIA. Signia Asset Management is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Afrojack with Steve Aoki and No Beef. 22 minutes to 9. Okay, listen. Flax needs another winner. So we're going to give away 200 Rand in MTN airtime all day, every hour, this whole week, in celebration of our new show called My Night Shift. That's right, it's on this evening between 8 and 10. We've had Tall Ass Mo, we've had Nom Zamombata, and we've had Tim Modise.
Nice.
Yeah, so if you want to win, you've got to put your cell phone number into the message and just remember the name of one of those people I've just mentioned. It couldn't be easier. I mean, we're basically setting you up to win. By the end of this, everyone should be a winner. And do me a favor, spread the word about the Touch Central app. Spread the word about the Cliff Central app. Get people excited about what we're doing because this is the future. And with MTN, we've managed to make it absolutely free to listen to both cliffcentral.com and touchcentral.fm. So come on. If you're on MTN, it's free. How much better could it possibly get? Spread the word. Tell 4, 5, 6 people that you know and let's change the whole world because we need to get people to a point where they're getting the kind of content and the kind of information and the kind of stuff that they care about. That's all. Okay. While Flax is taking down names of winners, take a listen to this. This is an Australian breakfast television. They found a guy with a very Aussie story. He managed to take down a bad guy. Okay. But listen to the voice. It's this is so typically Australian.
What happened?
Oh, well, it's really quite funny. I was in bed sleeping at 2 o'clock this morning. My wife comes in and says, "Oh, the shop's been someone ran into the shop." And I said, "Oh, what?" So I jumped out of bed and all I had was my undies on. And I've walked out the front and I've seen the car smashed and I've seen the bloke walking back to the car. And so I've walked outside and I said, "Oh, what are you doing, mate? Like, you can't be leaving the scene." And he goes, "Don't be a hero, mate." And I said, "I'm not trying to be a hero, but the police are coming." And he just decided he'd scoot up the road. And I just said, "Nah, it's not going on like that, mate." So I jumped in my car and I started chasing him up the road. And then he went down a side street and then the police were coming. And I flashed them and sent them off in the direction of him. But, mate, all I had was me jocks on. I was chasing him up the street and I'm just like, "Mate, like..."
Because you told me that this is your mate's shop, yeah, and you didn't want him to get away.
Yeah, no. Well, me mate's mum's had this shop for like 40-odd years, and look at it. Look at it.
It's a mess, isn't it?
Beyond a mess. Oh, like, words can't explain how it is, mate. Like,
now, Daniel, you've managed to put some pants on in the meantime.
Yeah, mate.
That's good to hear. Do you feel like a hero?
Oh... not really. It's just something you got to do for the community, mate. It's like you look after your mates and your mates will always look after you.
There you go. Good attitude. There you go, guys. Daniel, quite the...
That's an Australian, right?
Yeah, look.
Isn't he cool?
The Australian hero here this morning. As you're right. The fish and chip shop. Well, they are insured, the but there is a big shop. Mess to clean up this morning.
Oh, wouldn't you like to live next door to Daniel?
Australians.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Jess, what Daniel needs to realise, Daniel, if you can hear me, you know all good superheroes wear their jocks on the outside, so true. It kind of fits the brief, yeah. Pardon the pun.
Yeah, oh, but no. I had nothing on bar me jocks.
Yeah, Lisa.
Well, you missed that bit of the uniform, but that's okay. You're a hero in our eyes. Wow. Well done, Daniel.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks a lot, guys.
Goes to show what you can achieve in your underwear.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jessica Millwood. Check in with you again shortly.
How do you like that, huh?
Oh, dear.
Mate! Australians are hysterical. I love them. I wouldn't want to live there, but I like them.
Just throw in that disclaimer.
Isn't that important? All right, so listen, Pablo Escobar's son did an interview with Australian 60 Minutes, which is why I was thinking of Australia. And he said that it was interesting and it was fun growing up with a father, even though he was a bad guy and he was a drug dealer and all of that stuff. He had everything he wanted as a kid. Inflatable toys and motorbikes and everything he needed and piles of cocaine, obviously. But he said it was quite fun growing up with a dad like Pablo Escobar.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Pablo Escobar, yes, he was a bad guy, but he might not necessarily have been a bad father to his children. So you can understand why, you know, from their point of view, he was a great man.
He says, "I was willing to give up my life for my dad." He said growing up as the son of a most wanted drug lord in the world was like living in Disneyland. A lot of things to do and lots of money to spend.
Yeah.
I could imagine that, right? So if you had to choose a bad person to be a father.
Sure. Do we have a list or do we first
make the list? Just choose. Anybody you like. I mean... Idi Amin, Stalin. Who would you choose?
You got to think, so starting with Escobar, right? This guy, we're talking over $30 billion. He was making about $500 million a day. So I don't think there was ever a situation you had to worry about Black Friday. If you want something, you can get it.
Yeah.
Like if that was Michael's dad, he would already have the bike and the braai.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't need anything.
And the thing is, he knew that his life was like, his days were numbered, right? Because he could have been killed at any given stage. So the love was very much unconditional. Because, he was probably a great dad.
Well, listen to him. Here he is talking about his dad, all right? He talks about his love for his father. This is pretty interesting.
I was willing to give my life for him. That's how deeply I loved him.
Considering the life he gave you, the life on the run, the threats to your life, the poverty eventually, is there a part of you that also hates him?
No, there's no chance I could hate my father.
How do you like that, huh? So even though there was difficulty, he's got no nastiness for his dad. I suppose it's like you hear about these parents and their kids do such horrible things, but they still stand up for them and love them. you know, they're there for them. I suppose it's very hard to just turn your back on your own father. That's how it goes. All right, here are some messages that some people have been sending us this morning. Let's go through some of them. First of all, from Sihle. Guys, Donald was at UJ and took my girl with that Maxwell voice.
Oh, Donald is the singer,
yeah. Took away Sihle's girl.
Oh, Sihle.
Poor Sihle. Penny says, morning fam, happy Thursday to all. Yeah, it is a happy Thursday. And Sarah says, what about scammers like Benny Hinn, John Edwards? They should be exposed for what they are, but then mass productions like Dr. Phil endorses their trickery. What could be done? You know, in response to the Doom priest,
mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who get fooled by this stuff. And then lots of people entering the competition, hoping to win this morning, with answers about which hosts they are. We can reveal those hosts just in case you weren't listening. Tim Modise, and he's actually on tonight. Tall Ass Mo, who was on Monday and Wednesday, and Nomza Mombata, who's on Tuesdays and Fridays, I think. So we got a great lineup of people on Touch Central FM to look after you and keep you company all through the day and the night. And remember, my night shift is really for all those people who are working nights, those people who want some company, people who've got things to do, but the only company that you can really have is to have your phone on and streaming Touch Central every hour of the day. It's very exciting. All right, anything else to wrap up with news-wise? Because we didn't really have a chance for any of the headlines when Justice was in. We were talking about all the political issues. Anything we need to know?
Yeah, look, I mean, we've often heard stories about how these e-cigarettes, the electronic cigarettes, have exploded in all kinds of situations, in people's hands, in people's faces. The latest incident out of New York is an e-cigarette that exploded in a man's pants.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. At NYC's Grand Central, officials say that the man shopping in New York's Grand Central terminal suffered leg and hand burns when the e-cigarette exploded in his pants pocket.
See, the funny thing about that story is that isn't the most embarrassing part about being an e-cigarette smoker.
What is, Ben?
Just doing it.
Don't you think it's better, though, than a cigarette?
Evidently not.
No, Ben doesn't care. He thinks that it's entirely...
I think the jury is still out on whether or not e-cigarettes are actually better because some health professionals say no, it's not that much of a difference, it's an insignificant difference. Yes. Others will say yes, it is, because it doesn't contain the tar that you find in cigarettes, blah blah blah. I don't know.
Here's a story from CNN. You know Brooke Baldwin, the one presenter, she's disgusted and says to someone, please don't use the N-word on my show. Listen to this quickly.
The story of how one French family fought the Nazis during the Paris occupation. Gentlemen, welcome. And thank you. Charles, let me just begin with you. I mean, now that you're hearing, we're getting some of the information coming out of this New York Times meeting that Trump has disavowed this particular group. Is that enough for you?
Well, I'm delighted that my... Mr. Trump has visited my alma mater at the New York Times and said that he doesn't want to do this anymore, but I want to give him a little advice for the future if he does not want to stimulate the alt-right. First thing, he should never retweet someone with the name White Genocide who lists his address as Jew America. That's what he did in February. Hmm. He should never ask his supporters again to give the Nazi salute, which he did at a rally in March. That's not a good idea. In July, I think it was a mistake.
Wait, when did he say that?
In March, he asked his supporters to raise and pledge their support to his candidacy and promise to vote for him.
Okay.
There's plenty of video of that. You can find that. And then, of course, in July, he retweeted an image of his opponent with the six-pointed Jewish star on it. I thought that was a mistake. But we have bigger problems here. Also in July, you know, he selected as his vice president the most homophobic man in American public life, a person who believes that gay people actually do not have the right to exist. And then, you know, if you don't want to support the alt-right, don't choose as a White House counselor, a man who uses the word nigger, whose wife says that he did not want his daughters to go to a school with too many Jews. And don't choose as an attorney general, a man who calls the NAACP an un-American organization, and who we learned in The Guardian today went so far as to prosecute
Charles,
two of the
just
people.
Hang on a second. I appreciate you going through all of this. But please don't use the N-word on my show.
I'm sorry. Well, I never use the N-word except when I'm quoting someone who's been appointed by the president to serve in the Oval Office, since this is such a disgusting moment in our history.
Let me go back to my original question. Currently, the fact that Mr. Trump has disavowed...
What do you make of that? It's almost like she was distracted by it.
You know what probably happened there?
Producer got in her ear.
The producer got in her ear and said, oh shit, you have to apologize. Otherwise, you know, we're going to start getting complaints
from people.
Are going to
say you used the word, the N-word.
Just like reprimand him, do something.
Right. And then she quickly got on. I'm Charles, actually... Because it took her a while, right? It took her a long while to actually react.
No, it did, yeah.
Oy, oy, oy. I suppose if you're in normal media, you still got to watch yourself, right?
Definitely. You know, viewers get very uppity, hey?
Yeah. do you want to hear what Gigi Hadid said about Zayn Malik on Jimmy Kimmel?
That's her boyfriend, right?
Yeah. They're dating. Listen to this. This might entertain some people. It entertained me.
Your boyfriend is Zayn Malik from One Direction, who I hear a lot about in Miami.
I thought he joined ISIS. Is that not true?
That's not the same person.
Were you like a One Direction? Because you're young enough that you might have been a crazed One Direction fan. Were you one of those 1D people?
I grew up in a household that my stepdad was a kind of classical music producer.
I know your stepdad,
Andrea Bocelli, Josh Groban. So that was the music that I was into. I mean, I think we all can name a One Direction song that we like, but
no,
maybe not.
You were not.
But I love Zayn Malik solo a lot more, I think.
And your mom was on The Real Housewives. Which Real Housewives show was she on?
She was on Beverly Hills.
I got a report on, because I don't
watch... My
mom's
here.
Oh, she is.
I don't know where she is.
Oh, she's not one of those Real Housewives that's going to throw a martini glass at me.
She's going to be so mad at me that I just said that, by the way, that they turn the lights on.
Oh,
sorry.
Because she doesn't? Yeah, oh, wait, there's your mom in the headband right there in the flannel shirt. Is that...
Sounds like such a hippie. Does she sound like a hippie? A flannel shirt and a headband.
She's very young. Very youthful.
She does look great in flannel now.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I was skeptical about a supermodel hosting a show that I once hosted.
I'm still skeptical.
But I feel like you're going to do a good job.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like you have the right attitude and personality, and your mother was a real housewife, and your father's producing music, so, you know, who the hell knows how this is going to go, but I think it's going to go well.
It doesn't sound like an all-out endorsement to me. Sounds like he was running out of things to say to her. All right, and here's something interesting. The senior certificate exams today, the matric exams today, history, information technology, maritime economics, and equine studies are all being done today. Did you know that you could do equine studies and maritime economics?
Now I know.
Those are the exams. But good luck, especially to everyone who's writing history. Those are my people.
Oh, okay.
You know that. No one else cares about history except for me.
Yeah, probably.
And most people probably feel like they're taking history because there's some punishment for them. It's the best subject you could do. It really is. It's all about people. It's the only one that is. And lots of respect and good luck to all the people who are writing history today. Right behind you. Right, Mubs?
That's right.
Okay, should we wrap it up for this morning? We will be back tomorrow between 6 and 9. Coming up on Touch Central, next is Ariane Cat, followed by Lerato Shabalala, followed by O'Neill, and then Thibaut Touch into your afternoon this evening. My night shift. And then, Thursday? So it's Miss Prue and DJ Soso. It's all happening this evening. And through the course of the day today on Touch Central. CliffCentral.com. The Unview with Alan Ford is getting ready to go. And there's Dumisho Masha with a weekly mashup. Candice Mama's coming in for that one as well. And plenty of other good stuff. Being a Thursday, you can get to see the guys from Unplugged and In Charge. That's Simpiwe and Weza. And the Seho. And who's their token? Their token white guy. Vaughn. That's right. It's all very exciting today. All over the place. CliffCentral.com, TouchCentral.fm. We will see you tomorrow. Here is the unnews and everything you need to do and know before you start your day. It's Thanksgiving in America, and Donald Trump is thankful that the country is in such a mess that he will be the next president. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, is giving thanks for not being in prison. She's become quite reflective and humble after her election loss. Jacob Zuma, however, has reassured international investors that his country is not made up of liars and cheats. They're just people participating in a new democracy. The Proteas are looking to compete. Oh, sorry, I left out. A new democracy. A new democracy that he has managed to capture and, as such, never has to answer anyone in. That's our president. The Proteas, finally, are looking to complete a whitewash and win the third and final test against Australia. They made a bad start, however, but like a breath of fresh air, Faf du Plessis strode to the crease and has been shining with the bat ever since. Not shining the ball. We will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9. Have a great day.
This is CliffCentral.com.